pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to a Friday Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. Doug out today, enjoying affiliate day in Kansas City. The Royals, the winners again yesterday.
Hold on, are you sure he's not just recovering from his birthday?
Actually, you know what? Kind of had a family night. Brother-in-law and his sister were out with Doug on his way to Kansas City, so I think he actually maintained.
Really? Wow.
I mean, he's getting up there, too, so he can't do it like when he was a young cat anyway. But folks, so we're going to be joined by Steve Sipple here in the second segment of the show, talk a little Nebraska football. Talk kind of got heated up a little bit yesterday. There'll be much more talk before the start of this season, obviously, about Husker football, because that is the passion of the state. We can talk about it all hour long, if that's what you want to talk about out there, 1-888-455-3776, or shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. You know, the World Series last night getting rained out, and not much they could do about it, is just basically walls of water dumped on Rosenblatt Stadium and much of Omaha. They will resume that game tonight. Only one game today in Omaha, so disappointment if you were headed down for today's games, but not if you're headed down for tomorrow, as you get to see a doubleheader and things push back, and they have a day built in there to try and keep the schedule going, and that's what they've done. So not much they could do about it. North Carolina, LSU, they're set again for tonight, 6 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN. Not a good start. It's 2-0. Bases are loaded, one out. North Carolina looking to advance deeper into the tournament. Disappointed that they're not sitting in that winner's bracket, but nonetheless, that game will go at 6 tonight. Other things going on, if you're a Yankee fan, the Yankees winners of 7 straight. Jabba throws 100 pitches. Derek's going to join in and talk about the NHL draft, which is going on as we speak. He's really fired up about that.
Hey, but you know what some of the biggest news is today, right, Daddy?
Help me.
You don't know? The biggest news? Yesterday afternoon? Somebody advancing in soccer? Just the biggest.
Oh, Germany won. Oh, no. We're not... See... You know the words to this?
Absolutely. Nach lasst uns alle sterben, brüderlich mit Herz und Hand.
Okay, enough.
Und Recht und Freiheit für das deutsche Vaterland. No, I'm just kidding. Doesn't say that anymore. That was the old version. But anyway, Germany does advance. I had to play a little German national anthem there for you. Yeah, I lived there for 18 years, just in case you didn't know.
That's one.
Anyway, they advance to the semis. They will play the winner of Croatia and Turkey today.
Croatia, Turkey.
Play today, so the next game will be tomorrow.
Gotcha. Very, very good.
I think they have it scheduled for
tomorrow. Okay, that's enough soccer talk.
Okay,
moving along.
So,
oh, that's fine.
Sorry about that. I had to torture you with that for a second.
Little bit. You know, you got to go down the sports blogs a little bit, just kind of one of those times of the year. That's why people are so interested in talking about Husker football, because it gets people excited. People have an opportunity to, vent their frustrations that have been built up since last season. Other things going on in the sports world. Billy Gillespie, in the last 3 months, has offered Billy Gillespie, for those of you that don't know who Billy Gillespie is, he is a Kentucky basketball coach. Billy Gillespie cannot contact players, cannot contact young players. But you can, in essence, leave notes with your phone number on them next to their parents. And if the parents happen to call you, then you're more than happy to talk to them.
Did he go through the Kelvin Sampson school of recruiting? Or?
Well, it's kind of becoming to that because he offered a California eighth grader, Michael Avery.
Oh, wow.
He saw the kid playing a youth basketball event in Ohio in late April. He's 15 years old. You know, it's just, you cannot talk before a player's sophomore year. But Avery's father heard of Gillespie's interest and, well, put in a call because thought the coach may be interested. And so he's got a scholarship that Avery has accepted for the 2012-2013 school year. 2012-2000, you know, no idea.
So we're scouting middle schools now? Is that scouting junior highs? And
you know what? Didn't stop there. Not Billy.
Wow. Got worse?
Well, not worse. Well, no, it got a little bit better because he moved up to the ninth grade. And he got a similar offer to Vincent Zolo. He's still only 15, but he's out of Ohio. Obviously, this on the heels of last year, Tim Floyd made news and got a commitment from an Illinois eighth grader. But now, the National Association of Basketball Coaches, their board of directors, who are kind of the members include Bill Self, Tom Izzo, and Tubby Smith. So some marquee names on this board of directors. They made a recommendation Wednesday saying, we would like you to hold off on offering scholarships or accepting commitments from prospects until mid-June of their sophomore seasons in high school. You know, they have no idea if this kid can pass, you know, a high school English class, let alone get an ACT score that's acceptable on the college level.
And you talk about those variables, Daddy. I pose the question to you, is it even worth going after eighth grades, ninth grade? There's so much time left before they even graduate from high school. There's so much time for them to get into trouble. There's so much time for you to realize, whoa, you know what? This kid's not going to pan out. He's not even going to be able to go to the next level. All could break a leg in high school. I mean, all kinds of different stuff could happen. It sounds like you go after eighth grade, ninth grade, tenth, you're wasting your time. There's so much more time there for them to either change their mind, you know, get an injury, just get into trouble, all kinds of stuff.
Well, you're not talking 6 or 8 months here of a maturing young man that's body's changing at a rapid rate. I mean, obviously, these kids are much far advanced for their 8th to 9th grade class.
Right.
You know, sometimes those players kind of level out, kind of peak out. So some kind of round, you know, they square off and everybody else starts to catch up to them. You know, it's just one of those things in the physical development. And I didn't teach that PE class. I don't get into the science side of things and how that happens. But nonetheless, yeah, there's a lot of unknown variables, but the spotlight. And I gotta think that's a negative spotlight. I know Kansas or Kentucky basketball, where they're located at, and the area around them. They don't talk about football this time of year. They talk about basketball.
All basketball down in Kentucky.
It's our football here is their basketball there. But I can't think that a lot of people, whether it be talk radio in Kentucky, whether it be TV in Kentucky. That can't be good publicity for your program, can it?
No, not at all. I mean, you're out there chasing young kids, and not only that, but you're offering these kids who, again, you're not sure they're going to pan out, but again, star athletes, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, they're probably already have a little bit of an ego there. You know, some of them upstanding kids, but for the most part, you got to think, you know, they've been the star up to this point. If Kentucky's looking at them when they're so young, they probably already got a little bit of an ego. Then you have Kentucky offering them, hey, you can come to Kentucky once you graduate high school. Pfft, way to make a kid have a head that he can't even fit through the door. And from there, I mean, really, where do you go? The kid has nothing more to work for. Oh, do I even have to work at ball anymore? No, I'm good enough. I can just go to Kentucky. I already got my scholarship set up.
Well, he's already dating the, the high school, the senior in high school and cheerleading squad. So, yeah, you're right.
Make them work. Come on.
Well, I think they'd have to prove themselves at a higher level than the Ohio Youth Tournament. And now, granted, there's some great basketball teams that have showed up, you know, right here in Kearney for Mr. Basketball and Ms. Basketball, which is coming up this summer. But, you know, the talent, it just seems to these coaches getting on these kids younger and younger into the attention. And, you know, to be an eighth grader, you know, getting text messages from national, you know, prominent programs that year in, year out, you just say Kentucky, you know, like, oh, you want to meet Ashley Judd? Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Well, why don't you come on an unofficial visit? Yeah, we're just looking at this kid.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
Idiot. You know, other things in bad world of sports news. Ahmad Bradshaw, the running back for the Giants. He's in jail. He's been in jail for 5 days now. Did you know Ahmad Bradshaw is 22 years old?
I actually haven't even heard of this. This is news to me as well.
Well, he was at Marshall University. He pled guilty to stealing a fellow student's PlayStation video game from a dorm room.
Unbelievable.
This obviously been a while ago. Oh, Ahmad. He was placed on probation for misdemeanors. Now, we've got jails overcrowding. Ahmad Bradshaw obviously would be very popular, I would think, in New York circles with the success that the Giants have had.
You'd think.
Super Bowl champions. I would think that you get 2 years probation. Isn't Ahmad Bradshaw in a position where they could say, Ahmad, would you spend $2,000 to buy shoes for underprivileged kids around the Marsh, you know, where Marshall University is located? Why would they keep Ahmad Bradshaw? Well, I mean,
I don't know why they keep any players. It's a players' league anymore. I mean, the NBA, the NFL, they're all players' leagues. The players make the league. They can do basically whatever they want. And it's getting to a point where it's getting ridiculous. The stuff that Pac-Man Jones did, and now he's back in the league. He's going to be playing this year after what
he's not Pac-Man anymore.
Obviously, it's not Pac-Man.
He's Adam Jones.
Yeah, now it's Adam Jones, not Pac-Man anymore, trying to change his image there. But just using Pac-Man as a reference point there, all these guys, it's getting to the point where if you screw up, make them pay for it. Don't just say, all right, you screwed up. We're going to let you out of this one. Just don't let it happen again. And then it happens again, and what do they say? Well, you screwed up again, but when's it going to come to a halt here? When do you say enough is enough?
Well, Adam Jones, I think, is much, much different than somebody taking a PlayStation game.
Yeah, but as an example, I mean,
But you're in jail for 5 days? What can your probation entail?
Yeah, if you want a PlayStation game, you play in the NFL. Go buy it.
I'm sure he's got three of them now. But I mean, this goes back obviously his college days. But 5 days in jail. What probation agreement did this crackstaff attorney of his have? I don't. You know, why is he still in jail? They can't bond Ahmad Bradshaw out. I mean, I don't know what his relationship is with Eli. But there's some money in the bank. You need a couple $1,000 to get Ahmad out of jail? Why? He's been there 5 days?
Unbelievable. And he got 2 years probation for stealing a video game, too. That's insane.
I mean, he wasn't making it rain with 15-year-old girls. Oh. Derek, right on top of this.
I'm on top of things, man. Speaking of Pac-Man, Adam.
Why would, it's nice to hear from Doug. I just heard from Doug via text message. He says, hi.
Hi.
It's 11:10. We're not doing anything here, Doug. I guess we're just getting set to talk a little. We're going to be all over the place. 1-888-455-3776. If you'd like to chime in on any of those subjects,
Well, Doug's not here, so we can be all over the place.
We might even give away some T-shirts later, a little fun game, because we're in a generous mood since Doug's not here and the anger's left the studio. And have some fun with Douglas from time to time, but we'll send him a text during this break. When we come back, we're hoping to hook up with Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star, talk a little Husker football. We'll get into yesterday's discussion. We'll compare, contrast, perhaps what Nebraska has to look forward to this year. And we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lifts, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lifts. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lifts Printing Service, Kearney.
Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Kearney Yamaha today. Making summer memories sweeter. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Kearney.
I'm in the terror, got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella, I make it right. I'm in the terror, got a head full of stacks, better grab an umbrella, I make it right.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you happen to be headed down to the College World Series and looking for some tailgating needs, if you're home barbecuing out back and looking for some Outback barbecuing needs, Troutman's Quality Meats is where it is, across from Bob's Superstore. Look for T-Bone, the big steer. He's out front to greet you. Sausages, they're fresh out of the smokehouse, people. We can't say this enough. You can't buy fresher sausages. How do we know that? Well, we've been over there. We see them coming out of the smokehouse daily. Hot Italian, beer brats, andouille sausage, all for you and your grilling pleasure. The best ground beef in town, once again, it's ground fresh daily. Troutman's will even make the patties for you. They will vacuum seal them for you. If you're going to throw them in a cooler, head to the lake. Want them just thrown in the cooler, chill them down until you're done with that golf game? Not a problem. Carry it. Troutman's there to take care of you once again. Pork loin, back ribs. People, they're trimmed, they're premium, they're all natural, they're perfect for grilling, and they're falling right off the bone. Of course, they've got every kind of seasoning you could ever want. While you're picking up your steaks, you need to check out the selection of beer and wines. Several new wines arriving daily. Also, got some very, very tasty root beer in that cooler. I've checked it out.
You know what I think I need? I think I need some bratwurst, too, because Germany moving on to the semifinals of the European tournament there, the UEFA European tournament. See, you know, so I'm fitting this in wherever I can. You like that? I think I need some bratwurst for that.
Can't move on.
Troutman's would be the place to go for that.
He's also got some great marinades, and he'll even marinate your steaks for you if you want. Call ahead, and Kerry can take care of that. Troutman's Quality Meat's a grill's best friend. Folks, a lot of Husker football talk heating up this summer here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and to throw a little fuel on the fire, Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us, frequent contributor, and we'd love to have Steve on. He's one of our favorites. Steven, what's going on this morning?
Not a lot. I'm just glad you have me on.
Steve, we'd love to have you on.
I know, but I, you know, my record is, well, you know, I had a few, you know, a few instances where I wasn't able to come on, and I thought I was able to come on, and something happened. So I appreciate you sticking with me, is what I'm saying.
Well, Seb, we'll stick with you through thick and thin, buddy. That's the way we roll around here. Steve, yesterday's topic, we kind of came up in, callers were expanding on it. When Bo Pelini had the 2003 defense, he took them from 55 to 11th in the country. We've got a team that's coming off the 112th ranked defense in the nation a year ago. How high do you think Bo Pelini can take this defense?
That's the million-dollar question. It really is, because that will, in many ways, determine, you know, how successful they are. The feeling I've had from the start, from the time they hired Bo, was if he can just push them into the 50s, you know, somehow get them to somewhere between 50 and 60 nationally, you know, then I think they can make a nice run at a nice bowl game, maybe win 8 games, 9, in a real great season. That's what I felt all along. I think they could do that. I think it's reasonable that they could be the 50th ranked defense in the country next season.
Steve, I think a lot of people look back, and I think the general thought, whether you agree with the dismissal of Frank Solich, and you go back to that period in Husker football, and you say, well, he wasn't really getting the players there, the marquee players that we expect to play at the level that we expect. We weren't competing with Oklahoma and Texas very well, and we were going to change that by bringing in somebody else, which that was Steve Peterson's process at the time. But you look back. It wasn't like Bo Pelini turned a bunch of no-names into great players on that team. I mean, Demario Williams, he turned out okay. Fabian Washington, okay. The Bullocks brothers, okay. Do we have anybody on this defense that can rival those guys or step into those positions?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, now you kind of hit on the linebackers in the secondary there, and there might be a few guys. I don't know. There's some guys that are going to have to develop. You know, Cody Glenn's going to have to develop awfully quickly, for instance. Up front is where my main concern is. I just don't know if they have the players up front that they did in 03 or even across the board. I mean, you look at that 03 defense and the Bullocks boys were second and third round picks. They had Demario Williams, who's still playing in the NFL very well. Fabian, of course, really kind of turned his career around with Bo. Those are great players, and I don't know if they have players is the caliber of those guys right now. You had Lakeven Smith. Titus Adams had a pretty good season that year up front. Who was on the ends? I can't remember who was on the ends.
Was Patrick Kabongo, Bernard Thomas, Lakeven?
Yeah, there you go. Kabongo was a backup interior player on that line.
Ryan Bingham?
Yeah, Bingham. Well, there you go. You just see there. I mean, that's an example of a very good player still playing in the NFL. Do they have a Ryan Bingham on that line? I'd say no. I'd say, do they have a Bernard Thomas? They might. Those ends, you know, Barry Turner's capable of being that caliber of player. I have said and I've wrote, I don't, it's, now you got to be careful here, but I feel that they don't quite have the talent that they did in 03. Now, people will say, how do you know? Because how could you make that statement? Because these guys haven't played the season yet. They haven't had the opportunity to show their improvement. And that's true. What I'm saying is, I mean, I just don't think you're going to see it. Maybe that's a little unfair. And, you know, maybe they'll prove me wrong. But I don't see this defense leading the nation in takeaways, you know, next season. I don't see that. Now, Pelini wouldn't like to hear me say that. He's jumped on me a couple times when I've said that I think their defensive line is still suspect. They don't want to hear that. But, you know, it is what it is. They got to prove at this point, they're in a position where they have to prove us wrong. They have to prove their doubters wrong right now.
Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, I guess you look at those returning starters on the defensive line. You've got Ty Steinkuhler, Ndamukong Suh, and nobody knows the status of his injured knee, I believe. Barry Turner, Zach Potter, a much leaner group, a much more athletic group than what we saw a year ago.
Yeah, I think they'll be better. The question is how much better. There's some bodies there, and there's some talent there. I mean, I still think Barry Turner has a lot of potential. Zach Potter played well last year. That's the bottom line. I wouldn't put him in the group of guys that really failed miserably on that on that defensive line, which really struggled as a unit, but Potter was a pretty good player last year. They have to get Turner to step up, and they're really trying. I mean, they're really, I'll just tell you that internally, I think that's a player they've targeted as a guy that, look, if we can get him going, if he can fulfill his potential, they're going to be a lot better off, and they're doing all they can to, you know, maybe give him a little attitude adjustment, and maybe that's what it'll take to see him go back to, you know, he had 6.5 sacks as a true freshman. I think he's had 4.5 since then, and now we're going into his senior year, so they want to get him back to that kind of productivity, getting 7-8 sacks. In 2008.
Well, so maybe I'm way off base here. Your concerns, and we've talked about them here on the defensive line, is that more of a concern when you got four people returning than the inexperience we have at linebacker this year?
Well, see, that's a great question, and it points up to the thing I'm talking about. I don't know. I don't know which is the bigger concern. There's so many concerns on that. I mean, I still, as I sit here, and nobody wants to hear this stuff, so I got to be careful. Bo's got his work cut out for him. You know, I mean, they do have a lot of holes on that defense. I mean, there's not just question marks in some cases. There's just out-and-out holes. And, you know, how they – what I always say, and I say this every year, every team has deficiencies. Some teams have bigger deficiencies than others. But it's the teams that are the most successful do the best job of masking those problems. And that's what Nebraska is going to have to do. But, you know, they have so many of them that I don't know how you patch them all up. So, again, they have their work cut out for them. I think Nebraska is going to have to outscore people on some Saturdays. I think they're going to have to win some close games, some 31-28 type games, some 37-34 type games, where they play well enough on defense. I don't think you're going to see them dominate anybody on defense. The onus is on them to prove guys like me wrong.
Well, we certainly hope Bo Pelini can step in and fulfill what Husker Nation has been craving the last 3 years, and that's on the defensive side of the ball, and that's getting the fire back, the aggressiveness back, and I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No, and that's a big part of it, obviously. That's the good news. I don't, you know, they're not. It's not going to be a defense where they're a little hesitant, where they're a little confused. The guys will know the defense. It's kind of a misconception, I think, that Bo has a simple defense. It's not a simple defense, but it's not so obtuse. The learning curve is not so obtuse that the guys are hesitant. They'll know what they're doing, and they will fly to the ball. And that will mask some of the deficiencies, just their effort and their tenaciousness. It'll be a very tenacious defense. And that's, you know, that will be their strong point. And, you know, what you hope, if you're a Nebraska fan, is you get some momentum from those first three games, and then maybe you can get Virginia Tech, and you'll build a ton of confidence. So if you have that tenaciousness and confidence heading into the conference season, they could probably do some things. That's why I believe that a team like Nebraska, who's, let's face it, their confidence on defense is probably shaky. As much confidence as Pelini instills in a team, you know, last year you just can't forget. And I don't know if the players can just forget it. And if things are going wrong in those early games, they're human. The guys are human. And you might get a little here we go again thoughts rolling through their head. But if they're able to build confidence right away, then I think they might be able to do something special. But so what I'm saying is those first three games, getting ready for that bye week before Virginia Tech, that's a huge part of the season.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joined us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. You look at the positive, Sip, and we kind of focus on the defensive line and the linebackers being negatives, and we're positive, especially because Dude is not here today. We're having a very positive show. The negative energy's out of the room. And I look offensively, and you start at running back. Deep, depth, more, you know, just keep going. Great, great group at running back, leading the way, Marlon Lucky. Offensive line looks to be very, very solid. And then the quarterback situation with Joey Gans, barring injury, of course, looks to be awfully solid as well.
Well, here's what I like, and this is what I hope happens. And I don't know that it will, but this is what I sense will happen. You know, any great team and any great organization has an identity. And what I'd like to see Nebraska do is get back to their identity, which is being a hard-nosed team that has a pounding running game. And I think they have that capability now with that offensive line. I'm not saying, I'm not saying Nebraska needs to just be a 70-30 ratio run-to-pass team, but I think they can get back to being a little bit more run-oriented than they have been, because it's the identity. And I think what I've convinced of after these last 4 years is, more than ever, a program needs an identity. They need to be able to hang their hat on something every single Saturday. And I do think they have the capability of doing that with the run game. They are deep there. Marlon's probably the best running back in the conference, one of the best in the nation, probably one of the top 10 in the nation. And, yeah, you got the offensive line, but you also have Castile behind him. And you had Roy Helu break out in the spring. Roy Helu will be a huge factor. He's gotten a lot better.
Sip, that offensive moniker you're talking about, it goes back, and forget the last 4 years. You want to go back to what Nebraska was. And how many times did you hear after the season, it didn't matter what coach you were talking to, but when you bring up Nebraska, they go, boy, we knew Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday that we played Nebraska. And the physicality, it took a toll on us for the rest of the year. That's what you're saying you want to see Nebraska get back to.
Right, and I think they got away from that. They got away from it because they brought in coaches who didn't know Nebraska's identity. They didn't know how, and I don't blame them for that. How do we expect a bunch of guys from Wisconsin to know what made Nebraska Nebraska? You know, we tried to experiment with Callahan, and in many ways it worked. In some ways it worked. It wasn't just an awful failure. In the end, it was a failure, but it wasn't an unmitigated disaster. But I think the thing I learned out of that, like I said, I'll go back to what I just said at the outset. I think we learned that you need an identity, that you need, you need something that works for you or can work for you every Saturday. And Nebraska didn't have that. Nebraska lost its identity. Nebraska became kind of an every school type thing. What was special about Nebraska these last few years? You know, they were running an offense that most teams ran. And if you noticed, Bill would, I don't want to get into slamming Bill too much, but one week they might run the ball 70 times and the next week they might throw it a lot more, and you just never knew week to week. And now he would say that's what you want, but I don't know. I just don't agree with it.
You know, one of the many reasons we love Steve Sipple is because unmitigated disasters. Is that what you said? We learn new words.
It was not an unmitigated disaster. It was just a failure.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star. Sip, obviously we're going to see in Kansas City, Big 12 Media Days going on in about 1 month, actually from tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. We'll catch up with you down there. We'll catch up with you after there. There's a lot more hours on the Doug and Daddy Show to get into Husker football talk, but we appreciate the time today.
Daddy, take care. We'll have a nice steak dinner down there in Kansas City.
That's a promise.
That's a promise, Daddy. Okay.
All right, see you, Sip. Thanks so much for the time. You want to talk Husker football, we can do it the rest of the hour. We can talk a variety of subjects. Steve Sipple, always great to get his insight. You know, it's one of those things that starting next Monday, Husker football talk is what you want to hear about, and we're going to amp it up. And Derek, growing up in Germany, your parents were from this area.
Yes.
So you followed Nebraska football. You're a fan of Nebraska football.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Nebraska football. And we got, sometimes we'd get some of the regular season Nebraska games over there, but we'd always get the bowl games. So, I mean, I watched them, you know, put the whooping on Miami, and we'd get those live. So we'd really get up 2-3 in the morning, that kind of stuff, to watch them, because they're beamed over live to the troops, so you don't miss anything, you know. So you don't want it on tape delay, so you already know who won, and then you have to watch it or anything like that. So, yeah, we did get to watch a lot of Husker football while we were over there. Not all of the regular season games, obviously, but almost all the bowl games, and really enjoyed it. Used to love the old option smash mouth style of football, man.
Well, I think, and I don't, obviously, I think the option, because I think the defenses are so fast nowadays, that might be on its way out. Yeah. But if you got the right personnel, I'm not convinced yet. If you talk to Barry Switzer, I bet Barry would tell you if he had the right personnel, he still thinks a wishbone would be awful effective nowadays.
Hey, but you get some big road graders up front that can move a little bit, and I tell you what, you'll be throwing people around in no time.
Well, Derek, let's take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
AutoZone. Replacing your dirty air filter helps keep your car running at peak performance and saves you money at the pump. Get in the zone. AutoZone carries air filters for almost every vehicle on the road today. And at today's high gas prices, simply replacing that dirty air filter can save you more than $136 a year. So, to get peak performance from your car and great fuel efficiency, don't wait. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you can't go to a sporting event, then there's nothing like watching it on the flat-screen HD TV. May I recommend Vizio? Whereas other companies are charging you an arm and a leg, Vizio's bringing the technology to the masses. I've got one and love it. It's the fastest-growing HD TV company in the world that stands firmly behind a one-year in-home service guarantee. VizioTV.com, where vision meets value.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with a chance for an isolated shower storm developing. Highs reach near 84 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for an isolated shower storm with partly cloudy skies, otherwise lows near 57 degrees. I'm with our meteorologist, Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Oh, we're back, Doug and Daddy Show. When do you say summer starts, Derek?
6:59 exactly today, this evening.
All right.
So it's beautiful out right now, but right at 6:59, you can expect the humidity to jump to 90 and the temperature to jump to 95 degrees because it'll be summer then. So
beautiful out, probably getting ready for a golf tournament this weekend. Need to go hit a bucket of balls, get your swing figured out for that big scramble. Kevin Kamrath, Kearney Golf Center, is where it's at. Only lighted driving range between Lincoln and Denver. He can custom build your clubs. Same day service. He's open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Bags, putters, balls, gloves, grips, club repair, reshafting, grips. He can adjust your loft or lie. Talk to Kevin Kamrath today. South of UNK, Long Highway 30. You know what? We're kind of winding down that Little League season too. You know what? Your kid stunk till this point because he didn't see the ball real good. You're tired of watching him strike out and look like a dork up there? Well, he's got batting cages. He's got batting cages. Take Johnny down there. Get his swing back on track in the batting cages. Kearney Golf Center, 8 target greens. He updates the yardage boards as the yardage switches. He's got a short game area. Everybody knows in the golf game, that's where you score. You work on your sand play and your putting. get to Kearney Golf Center, get ready for all the scrambles, all the tournaments you're going to play in. Call Kevin Cameron at the Kearney Golf Center, 234-6543, or just stop by south of UNK along Highway 30. Kearney Golf Center, it's where it's at.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And boom will go the dynamite. I just got an email here from Lumpy and Bertrand. Says, it was not an unmitigated disaster. Do you remember Oklahoma State? Was not an unmitigated disaster. You can fill that in. Yeah, that was about as low as...
Come on, man. They had big physical wide receivers.
Oh, jeez. They were men. They were 40. Oh, that was a... God. See, all the positive energy flowing then. Lumpy from Bertrand has to bring up Oklahoma State.
Out it goes.
Forget it. Yeah, you think back to that defense, and I actually did some studying earlier this morning to remember who was on that 03 team. Barrett Rood, of course, the Bullocks brothers, Fabian Moore, Patrick Kabongo, Lakeven Smith, Ryan Bingham, Pat Ricketts, also on that defense. Now, it's tough to say. We've been fed over the last 4 years, 4 and 5 stars. The talent should be there. Boy, Frank Solich couldn't recruit talent. That was why he was let go, was it not?
It was. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings, has for years specialized in paintless dent repair. If the weather's dinged your car up, you can stop in, see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. This is from Ron in Grand Island. The success of the defense may depend on how good the running game develops. The 0-3 defense had an offense that ran the ball and used the clock up. If we can run the ball, our defense will be much better off. The offensive line is the strength, and hopefully we will run the ball better this year than we did last year, but how much is the question? Great defenses have a team that can run the ball as well as pass the ball. Ron in Grand Island.
Fair enough, and I think Steve Sipple getting back. We got that email from Nick to get to also, Derek. I think if we're able to run the football, it certainly eases up the pressure, and they're going to more of an NFL running clock this year in the college football game because, well, they've got that committee that likes to tinker, likes to toy, likes to mess with things. We've always called it the Justify Your Existence Committee. I just cannot believe that every year we've got to make, it's like we've got to come up with 5 things to screw with college football. Nobody complains about it all year, but then all of a sudden, we got 5 unbelievable things that we've got to mess with. But, yeah, Ryan Bingham, a great player on that team. I don't know up front how many of these players are great. I'm a little bit more concerned, obviously, with nobody returning. Nobody returning at the linebacker spot than I am those guys up front.
You mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking with Sipple, you said, you know, guys like Demario Williams, Fabian Washington. I was just over here standing because those were great players, man. I used to love seeing Demario fly
come
all over
that
the
corner.
Field. Oh, yeah, baby. He'd come in there and just wail on somebody. Or if Fabian could lock somebody down the field, he could hit somebody as well. We don't have anybody in the same caliber as a Demario Williams, as a Fabian Washington. There isn't one on this team.
Well, you're hoping in that secondary that Murillo and Asante, you know, both coming back as returning starters. You're hoping. You know, the only person, you lose Zach Bowman, and I always say we lost Ben Eisenhart back there because Ben Eisenhart wasn't afraid to punch somebody in the face.
True.
And, he was one of those local, small-town kids, one of the few ones that made it through the Bill Callahan era. But, you know, I consider him a loss for that. But T.R. Green, not a loss as far as I'm concerned. Everybody knows my feelings on Courtney Grigsby. Unbelievable.
I wish we could get Anthony Blue healthy.
Well, hopefully, Anthony Blue, coming off an ACL injury.
Absolutely. Hopefully he's ready to go this year because I like that guy. I think he can do something in the secondary.
We're going back to the Dent Popper inbox. This is from Nick. He says, going back to yesterday's discussion about next season, I'm optimistic yet cautious. I know this will be a great turnaround, and who knows, after the first couple games we see that intensity that we wanted to see so badly under Billy C's tenure. If we do see that smash mouth, knock your teeth out intensity like we're so used to seeing, the kids running through walls for their coach, we will not be disappointed no matter what the record is at the end. Do I think that we're on the right track? 100%. Daddy, just think about, you were the one that started it all when you would go on and on and on about Bo Pelini, and Doug would shoot you down. Now look at you. Smile, button that shirt up, get your flip-flops on the right feet, and pop a top on that silver bullet you called it, my friend. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys and Derek. Trying to keep those two in line. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the email.
I always keep him in line. Always.
It's always. Always.
Well,
yeah, not
that's
always.
Like 10% of the time, I guess. Or
you know,
zero.
Some a lot of the big city talk radio focuses on the NFL teams and stuff. Players getting out a little bit of early. Some training camps, the Falcons, the Bills, the Cowboys, all taking days off. You know, football's kind of reached a different era. Players are in shape year-round now. It used to be, you know, you get done playing football, you'd go lay around, and if you made enough money, you would vacation, you know, somewhere nice, catch some fish, play some golf. Well, you know, the players that play golf still play their golf, but they're up at 6:30 in the morning, you know, running for an hour, lifting weights for an hour. You know, then when they're done playing golf, they're lifting weights for an hour. They don't need to be out there getting in shape.
And I think, well, I don't know about don't need to be getting. I think the NFL training camps have gotten, I mean, tough. I mean, they're obviously tough on your body. Did you see Michael Strahan's comments? So he just mentioned he was retiring in the last couple of weeks. He basically said, I don't want to go through another training camp. That's basically what the guy said. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt he wants to play another season of football. I don't doubt he's going to miss the field. He just doesn't want to do another training camp. Pure and simple. I mean, I think they're getting pretty hard on him during the training. Obviously, they're NFL players. They make millions of dollars. It should be. They should be in tip-top shape. But some guys like Michael Strahan just don't want to do it.
You know, Calvert's saying the Green Bay Packers actually took their whole team to a paintball facility and had paintball tournaments, 8-on-8 paintball tournaments the last day. Something kind of offbeat, more of a team-building deal. He talked about that on yesterday's show.
I guess that's a way for the kicker to get back at, like, you know, one of the linemen or something in paintball.
Interestingly enough, reports have the Packers are checking on Jason Taylor's availability via trade. Many people thought the Miami Dolphins probably wanted a first-round pick, but turns out might just be a second-round selection, which the Packers would be more than happy to do away with, and that would certainly just strengthen the defense that's already pretty damn good.
And who's the bulldozer that they have on the already at defensive end? Is it Campman or the guy who tapes up his whole forearms? And I think it's Campman. I want to say Campman. He's kind of an undersized defensive end, but real fast and did real well last year. His name doesn't come to me, but man, if you can pick up Jason Taylor, get him on one side, and I think Campman. I'm going to look that up right now. On the other side, that would be a heck of a duo there.
Now, our friend Jeff, we know Jeff Dummer out there. He's a big Green Bay Packer fan, along with Rock and Rusty. A lot of Packer fans in the area. They can let us know via Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Derek, we're going to take our final break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, why don't you call right now, 1-888-455-3776. If you can answer a simple trivia question, we're going to give away 5 T-shirts. We're going to try 5 people, see if we can't give away 5 T-shirts here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last segment. Call right now, 1-888-455-3776.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Yo, are you like everyone else and having an out-of-money gas experience this summer? Are you thinking of selling your pickup to pay for gas? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Well, here's something that does. Head to Carney Yamaha today for a fuel-saving motorcycle that will save you tons of money on gas for as long as you own your bike. Swing by Carney Yamaha and check out their complete line of star motorcycles. Motorcycles that can get 40 miles to the gallon. You heard right, 40 miles to the gallon. So what are you waiting for? Stop the out-of-money experience at the pump by getting into Carney Yamaha today.
Hey man, Destination Fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
While listening to the sounds of summer, relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey man, join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer just for my listeners. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, I'm Drew Anderson with the Milwaukee Brewers. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Holdridge and Kearney. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. We, of course, keep your lawn beautiful, but we do more, like concrete landscape edging by Tygar. It's practical, cost-effective decorative curbing that is maintenance-free. It comes in a variety of colors, curb styles, and stamp patterns to fit anyone's taste. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with a chance for an isolated shower storm developing. Highs reach near 84 with variable winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see a chance for an isolated shower storm with partly cloudy skies, otherwise lows near 57 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Back at the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to give away some t-shirts shortly, and then all of a sudden, and all the chaos, Stan, hang on the line. You're going to join us here shortly, but we're going live to our Hastings studios. Our own Mike Will joins us, sports director at ESPN 1550. Mike, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. You've got some breaking news in Hastings.
Sorry, what? We broke the news earlier that Tony Hobson resigned as the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. That was the end of May. Well, the successor is going to be named evidently this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Fran Hummel, the athletic director at Hastings College, has called a news conference. We have sources now indicating that Jeff Dittman will be the new head coach at Hastings College. He was a head coach at Dakota State for the past 15 years. His teams have qualified for postseason play the past 10 years, and evidently he's the guy that's going to take over the successful program at Hastings. Jeff Dittman coming in from Madison, South Dakota.
Well, we appreciate the news, Mike, and we look forward to updates throughout the day on ESPN 1550 and 1460, for that matter.
Yeah, we'll check out the news conference at 2 o'clock. This is a guy who has been around for a while. Like I said, 15 years at Dakota State. He's also coached 4 years in the high school ranks. He's coached at Sam Houston State down in Texas. He's coached at the University of Arkansas, Little Rock, and he led his team last year to a 21-10 record. They made the NAIA National Tournament, lost in the second round to Bethel out of Indiana, 70-67. Ironically, this is a team, Tony, that beat Hastings College to begin the 2007-2008 season. They began the season with a 56-53 win over Hastings College. So he knows a little bit about the Broncos.
Well, and he knows a little bit about success, it sounds like. So congratulations to Jeff on locking up that job.
Yeah, we'll check it out this afternoon. But again, Jeff Dittman from Dakota State, evidently used to be the new women's basketball coach at Hastings College.
Thanks for the info, Mike.
All right, bye.
All right, well, there you heard it. Mike Will, ESPN Radio, 2 o'clock news conference today at Hastings College. Jeff Dittman from Dakota State. I'm going to give away some T-shirts. We thought we came up with a very creative way to do this. Stan, what's going on this morning?
Not a whole lot. Doing a little road farming.
All right, well, Stan, here's the deal. It's the 20th of June right now. The Boston Correct. Red Sox, the Chicago White Sox, and the Los Angeles Angels all lead their respective divisions in the American League, okay? This player comes from one of those teams. Just give me the team that this player plays for. Juan Rivera.
I would say Chicago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stan. Stan, I'm sorry. He plays for the Los Angeles Angels. He makes over $2 million a year. We are sorry. We cannot give you that T-shirt today. Derek, do we have somebody else on one triple?
We don't have any other, but we can give a couple away here, maybe two before we got to close.
Well, why don't you just click, just call in right now. We're going to make sure Stan gets a T-shirt. We're in a giving mood. We're going to come up with, because a lot of people, you know, these people lead their divisions in baseball, but yet the players nobody knows the names of these players. You know, these aren't players that I found on the bottom of their rosters that made 300 in the league minimum. These are players that make well over $1 million. That one made $2.6 million, I believe.
I already hung up on Stan too, so he's gonna have to give me a call back later.
Well, Stan can call back. 1-888-455-3776. We're gonna get out of here on today's Doug and Daddy show. We're over time already. We wanna thank Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. Just call right now, Stan. Call us back, 1-888-455-3776. Derek hung up on you. I meant to give you a T-shirt anyway because we thought it would be a fun game because we thought people should recognize these rosters and recognize the leaders in baseball if you're a Major League Baseball fan. And we may try that again next week when we got a little bit more time. We had no idea that there was going to be breaking news from Hastings. I want to thank Mike Will for breaking that news to us on today's Doug and Daddy show and finding out who the Hastings women's basketball coach, the successor to Tony Hobson, will be, and it will be Jeff Dickma from Dakota State University. So, Derek, Doug's out today. Doug will be back on Monday, along with you, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. We'll recap. We'll have a College World Series final that'll be set best 2 out of 3 going on next week in Omaha. We'll have all that, plus the weekend in sports, all that and more on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends listening in Hastings. Thanks for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Great.